From Hollywood, California, we bring you Chapter 23 in the story of Paul Christian, the Doctor of River's End, with the famous Hollywood star Gene Herschel in the title role. Presented for your enjoyment every Sunday afternoon at this hour by the Cheeseboro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline. With the approaching warm weather, you are going to need Vaseline hair tonic more than ever, because exposure to sun and wind dries out the natural oils which wise nature provided to keep your hair in prime condition. You can supplement these natural oils by our two-way Vaseline hair tonic treatment. If, for example, you like going hatless, remember to brush on your hair a few drops of Vaseline hair tonic each morning. In this way, you not only keep the hair in place and achieve the necessary well-groomed look, but you also lubricate each hair and protect it against the drying effect of the sun. In addition to this daily grooming, make it a point to have a vigorous scalp massage with Vaseline hair tonic at least once a week. Shake the tonic liberally onto the scalp. The bottle has a specially constructed shaker top, which makes this easy. Then, with fingertips and thumb, work the scalp loose on the skull till you feel the tingle of increased circulation. This massage treatment softens accumulated surface dirt, loosens dandruff scales, in addition to stimulating the blood flow that feeds the hair roots. After the tonic treatment, shampoo the hair with any mild soap, and when it is dry, a few drops of the tonic may again be brushed into the hair to keep it in place. Vaseline hair tonic is on sale everywhere in 40 and 70 cent bottles. The 40 cent bottle contains enough for 6 to 10 weekly treatments, in addition to daily grooming. So you see how economical it is. And so, with Gene Herschel in the title role, we open another chapter in the story of the Doctor of River's End. It begins in Dr. Christian's office, where Judy is at work, and...
Oh, hello, Jerry. Why, what's the matter?
Not so loud. I don't want Dr. Christian to hear us.
I don't think he can hear us.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure. He's next door at the drugstore.
Why didn't you say so? Look, is he very busy today?
No, not very.
Well, listen, Jack Wilson's got his motorboat in commission, and we're going up the river this afternoon. So I figured we could persuade Dr. Christian to go with us.
Uh-huh.
He knows all the best places to fish, and it'd be swell to have him along.
Yeah, I don't think you'll be able to get him to go for that.
No, but I thought you could persuade him.
Mm-mm. It wouldn't do a bit of good. He'd only say no.
Well, I don't see why. He's crazy about fishing.
Yes, but you know how he is. As long as he thinks somebody might need him, you'll never get him away from the office.
Hello, Jerry.
Oh, good morning, Dr. Christian.
Did you get the mail, Judy?
Yes, nothing but the paper.
Let me have it. Take a few minutes and look it over.
Hi, Judy.
Oh, hello, Jack.
Oh, hello, Jack.
Well, I've got my motorboat all tuned up, Dr. Christian. Taking her out this afternoon. What about a little fishing trip up the river? Would you like to go?
Sure I would.
Oh, hooray.
Well, let's get going, then.
Well, you'll have to wait a minute till I change my clothes.
Dr. Christian's office.
Oh, wait. If that's...
Yes, he's here. For you, Dr. Christian.
Oh. Hello? Yes? Oh, that's too bad. It is, eh? Well, all right, Ed. Ed Meadows. I was afraid of that. After that dinner in the city last night, I expected he'd be having one of his headaches.
Oh, you're not going to give up the trip just because Ed Meadows has a headache?
Well, I'm afraid I'll have to, Jerry. You fellas go ahead. Don't bother about me.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, but look, Dr. Christian, we know a new place to fish. Bud Powell says it's marvelous.
Yeah. Oh, you don't know the size of the fish we'll be landing this afternoon.
No, you boys go on. You don't know the size of Ed's head this morning.
What a day.
Yeah, and wait till Dr. Christian sees this string of fish. Say, can you get any more speed out of this old tub? I've got a date with Judy at 5 o'clock.
Oh, we'll be back in plenty of time. Hey, was that thunder?
I didn't hear anything. Anyway, it's too early in the year for a thunder shower.
Well, I don't know. That black cloud looks kind of suspicious to me.
No, I don't think we're going to... Hey, that is thunder.
Yeah, and it's beginning to rain right now. I felt a drop on my face.
Yeah, it's raining all right. We're going to get soaked.
Hey, Jerry.
Yeah?
I got an idea. Echo Cabin's just ahead. Let's pull up in there.
But I've got to be back by 5 o'clock.
Oh, this is only a shower. It'll probably be over in 20 minutes.
Okay, go ahead.
Here, hop out, will you? See if you can find something to tie up to.
Okay. Jack?
Yeah?
Better bring all that stuff in or it'll get wet.
Okay, I've got it. Come on, let's get inside the cave.
Right with you.
Hey, kind of dark in here.
Yeah. Huh. Funny how a guy changes. When I was a kid, I wouldn't have come in here for $1 million.
Now, there's a lot of people, not only kids, who wouldn't come in here. I wonder how that ghost story started, anyway.
I don't know. Well, but there is something queer about this place. You know, Zach Peters
says... Oh, Zach Peters is cracked. Everybody knows that.
Well, then, Spud Powell, he's a pretty sensible guy. And he's come back past here a couple of times at night and seen a light back in the cavern.
So what? If anyone were in here at night, they'd have a light, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but what would they be doing here at night? And once, Spud said, he rode his boat up on the beach, took his lantern, and came in here, and the light vanished.
Oh, nuts.
And Spud isn't the only one who's seen strange things. That thunder sounds funny when you're inside the cave, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds as if it were right in here with you. Oh, it's the echo, I guess. I remember one day last summer when...
Listen, that isn't thunder. It's something back there in the cave.
Yeah. Yeah, it's back there, all right. Where's the flashlight?
I got some up to left in the... Oh, no, wait a minute. Here it is. Well, what are you going to do?
I see it. A rock slide. Say, the rains must have softened the ground. And hey, look there. A hole big enough to crawl into.
Well, you can do the crawling. I'm going back to the boat.
Oh, come on. There's no danger.
Well, don't be a sap. How do you know there won't be another slide?
Oh, those things don't happen once in 1,000 years. You wait for me.
Hey, you're not really going in there, are you?
Sure.
I tell you, you're nuts.
Oh, I'm just crawling in a little way to look around. Hold me a second. Jack?
Yeah?
It's a kind of passage.
Well, come on back.
Just a second. Hey, Jack, come on in here.
You come on out.
No, it's all right. You gotta come. I just found something. I found something.
Jerry, can you hear me? There's been another slide. It's covered up the opening! Jerry! Answer me! Jerry!
During intermission in our Dr. Christian program, it becomes my very pleasant task to remind you that no home medicine kit is complete without that old standby Vaseline petroleum jelly. It has so many uses in the family that we hesitate to name any one of them. Some mothers swear by it for treating bumps and bruises and minor cuts and burns in their children. People who must be on their feet all day like to use it for foot massage at night. Whatever your pet use is, you can be sure that you are using the best product of its kind it is possible to make. Manufactured to an exacting standard, sterilized in the process of manufacture, and packed in sterilized containers. Vaseline jelly costs only 10 cents a bottle anywhere in the United States. But when you buy, be sure you are getting the genuine article by looking for the trademark Vaseline on the package. Return you now to the story of Dr. Christian as played by Gene Herschel. The scene is the doctor's office where Judy, greatly agitated because Jerry and Jack Wilson have not returned from up the river, is talking on the telephone.
Hello? Why doesn't she get on the line? Hello? Cedar 853, please.
Whom are you calling now?
Jack Wilson's house.
Oh.
Hello? Mrs. Wilson, this is Judy Price. Judy Price at Dr. Christian's office. Is Jerry Turner there? Well, he and Jack went up the river together, and I thought maybe... Oh. Well, thanks, Mrs. Wilson. No, that's all right. Thank you. Jack hasn't come back either.
No, it seems to me you're doing a lot of useless worrying.
But Jerry was supposed to be here at 5 o'clock. Now it's after 6. He never broke a date with me before in his life.
Well, he isn't breaking a date. He's just late, that's all. No doubt he'll stop someplace if the storm's over. Oh, if he doesn't show up pretty soon, I'll get my car out and drive you home myself.
Well, that isn't what's bothering me. I'm afraid something's happened to him.
Well, what could happen to him? If he's still with Jack, he must be all right. It's hardly probable that something could happen to both of them. They're grown men. They can take care of them.
Oh, hello, Roy.
Well, how do you like this for a spring thunderstorm?
You haven't seen Jerry Turner anywhere, have you, Mr. Davis?
Not since he was in the store this morning. You want to play some checkers, Doc?
No, I haven't had my dinner yet, Roy, but as soon as I...
Dr. Christian, for Jerry Turner, he's been trapped in Echo Cavern.
Oh.
What?
Trapped?
Here, by a rock slide. He crawled through the opening. I tried to tell him not to, but he wouldn't listen. He crawled in the opening.
Opening? What opening?
We found a new opening in Echo Cavern. Jerry crawled in and the rock slide trapped him.
Oh, Dr. Christian.
But how did you get out?
Well, it wasn't a regular opening of the cave. Oh, there isn't time to explain now. We've got to get him out.
Now, wait a minute. You and Jerry were outside Echo Cavern?
No, we were inside. The opening was in the back wall of the cave. Jerry crawled in and shouted back that he found something.
Found what?
Oh, I don't know. That's when the slide happened. It covered up the opening.
How big a slide was it?
Pretty big. It'll take a long time to dig through.
And he's there now? You left him there?
Yes, but, well, I couldn't do anything by myself. I didn't have any tools or anything to work with.
I'll get my car and drive.
Wait a minute. Never mind your car. You'd be half the night getting here in the car. These spring rains have left the roads in a terrible shape. Jack, how many men will your motorboat hold?
Three besides myself.
All right. On the way to the boat, we'll stop at Spot Powell's house. Pick him up and get some tools.
I'm going too. I'm going with you.
No, you stay here.
Oh.
Call Hank Morrow, Pat Tansy, and Ed Meadows. Tell them what's happened. That we'll be needing help. Have them get there as soon as they can. Any way they can. But the rest of you, come on.
Maybe we can make better headway. Ah, there's the sandbar. I can make out that much.
And we're not more than a quarter of a mile from the cave.
Yeah, we've done better than I thought.
You say Jerry didn't answer you after the slide closed the opening?
No, I called him, but he didn't answer.
And then how did you know the opening led into a passage?
Well, he shouted that back to me before the slide happened. The last thing he said was he found something. He was kind of excited about it. He wanted me to crawl in with him. And that's them, though.
Oh, what's the matter there?
Oh, I don't know. Something's gone wrong with the motor.
We're drifting back.
Hey, hand me a ladder.
Here.
We're drifting fast, too. Say, haven't you any oars?
No.
We'll be carried back onto the sandbar. And if we get stuck there, we'll never get off.
Well, I found it. A broken connection leading to the spark plug. I think I can fix it. Hold the ladder for me, will you?
All right. But hurry.
Yeah. Or they'll have to send a rescue party out after us.
Maybe that'll hold. Oh, Spud, give the flywheel a spin.
Oh, it's not going to work.
We'll drift onto the bar, sure.
Spin it again, Spud. There, it's going. Yeah, we're okay, it's going.
You better run up ahead of the cave, Jack. Then drift back. Otherwise, we'll never be able to land.
Yeah, I will.
Spud, you take a lantern and be ready to help out and make the boat pass.
Okay, Doctor.
Jack and Roy and I'll bring the tubes.
Look, there's a light.
Yeah, someone on the bank in front of the cave with a lantern.
Oh, some of the others must have gotten here ahead of us.
Hello there!
Hello! You on the bank there! Hello!
Can you see who it is, Roy?
No, I can't see anything but the light. Moving back toward the cave. Hey there!
Whoever it was, he's gone back into the cave.
You'd better shut up your booter now, Jack. You all ready, Spud?
All set. Clear in as close to the bank as you can, and I'll jump for it.
Okay.
Think you can make it?
Can't you swing her in a little closer?
That's the best I can do, Spud. And we're drifting sand.
All right, look out. I made it. Hold on for a second. All right.
Have you and Jack got all the rest of the tools?
Yeah. Steady the boat a little, will you, Spud?
Well, I guess we're all ready.
I'll go ahead with a ladder.
That slide is farther back, in the rear wall of the cave.
I can't understand who that was on the bank with the light, and why they didn't answer.
They never answer. I've seen those lights before.
Spell, Doctor, and take it easy. An office man like you ain't used to this kind of work.
I'm all right. We've got to keep on digging.
The rest of the crowd are only get here. Give us a little help. Kind of all in myself. Can't figure what's delaying
them. Oh, the roads are pretty bad.
Yes, but it's almost 1 o'clock. They should be here by this time.
Now, if we could only make Jerry hear us, find out if he's hurt. If he's all right, well, we could take a little rest.
I haven't struck anything yet, but in the case there was a passage. You sure we're digging in the right spot?
Yeah, this is it. The slide might have filled the passage, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. If the passage remained open, it only means that Jerry's trapped. If the slide filled it, well, he's buried there.
Jerry! Jerry!
Oh, it's no use calling. If he could hear us, he would have answered a long time ago.
I don't think he can answer. Listen.
What?
Stop digging for a minute. But I heard voices.
Well, that's just an echo.
No, outside. Yes, there they are. There's the rest of the crowd. They've come by boat.
That's right. There's someone coming ashore with a light.
Yeah. Hello! Well,
you're just wasting your time, Mr. Davis. It ain't no one. No one human, anyway. The minute you holler, they're gone.
Oh, what are you talking about, Spud?
Well, Dr. Christian, I've been up and down this river more times than I can count, ever since I was a kid. I've seen them lights lots of times, but I ain't never yet found out what they are.
Oh, you're talking nonsense. There must be some explanation.
Well, you've seen them for yourself. Maybe you know the explanation. I don't.
And Zach Peters seen them, too.
Oh, Zach Peters is a mental case. He's full of all kinds of yarns about Echo Cabin. He's crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's what Jerry said, but... Well, maybe Zach isn't as crazy as we think. I tell you, there's something funny about this whole business. That opening was right here. We should have found it hours ago. And there's no sign of it. We're digging through solid earth. Earth that's never been disturbed. We'll never find the opening. We'll never find Jerry, I tell you.
Here it is! I've struck it!
The opening?
Yeah, right here! Right alongside this rock here. Runs off that way. We've been digging at the wrong angle.
I think you're right. This dirt is loose enough. Let's keep going. Come on.
It's opening up, all right.
I've gone through. This is it. A hole into the passage.
Oh, then the passage isn't closed. You all ain't working over there any longer, Spot. And that's this opening here.
You're digging pretty close to that big rock. It'll be safer to start a new hole.
No, we've broken through. Stick to this one.
Yeah, but look, boy. If you keep scooping the dirt out from under that rock...
Oh, the opening's big enough anyway. Hold it a minute. Gary!
I'm going in there. I'll find him.
Wait. Well, I'd better go.
No, Doc, let Jack go.
Oh, what can Jack do if Jerry's hurt? And he must be hurt or he'd answer.
I know, but...
Oh,
you...
listen, I could go in first. And well, if he's hurt,
oh,
I'll
call
you.
We're wasting time. You're wasting time. Spot, hand me my kit.
You'll need this flashlight, too, Dr. Christian.
If you want any help, Doc, you know...
Yes.
Right.
Yes, I'll call you.
This passage is open, all right. But I don't see Jerry. Oh, Jerry!
Jerry!
Hey, Doc! There they are. There's that chance. He's arrested them.
Well, here we are, back here. Come on.
Have you found him?
No, no, but we've broken through. Doc Christian has gone in to look for him. They weren't captured.
The road ended half a mile from here. We had to walk.
And I didn't know which direction to take to find the cave.
We had to get Jack Peters.
Yeah. Drag me out of my bed. Drag me out in the middle of the night. And it won't do you no good, no how. You'll never find him. Oh. This cave's hoodoo. Anybody who gets lost in here stays lost. There's spirits in this cave. Spirits.
Oh, listen, Zach.
Roy, that big rock. It's
moving. Call him up. He'll close up that passage,
sir. Dr. Christian.
Come back, sir.
Come back. It's going to fall.
I told you this cave was hoodooed. You'll never be able to move that rock. Never in 1,000 years.
Joey!
Hey!
Joey!
Is that you, Dr. Christian?
Yes! Over this way!
I know! I see your light!
Oh, good heavens, Joey. I've been searching for you for hours and hours.
I guess I was a fool to leave the passage. But I figured Jack would bring a crew and dig me out. And finding another cave here, I started to explore it. Then I dropped my flashlight. Couldn't find it again. Oh, I thought I was a goner. Oh, it's a good thing I heard you. Maybe I never would have gotten out.
Yeah, I'm afraid neither one of us are going to get out.
Not going to get out? Why, they've opened the passage, haven't they? They must have opened it. How did you get in?
Yes, they've opened the passage.
Then why...
But there's been another slide. A big rock. The only way they can remove this is to blast. And if they do that, the passage will collapse too.
But you don't mean that we never will get out? That we're going to...
I don't know, Gary. We better not think about that.
Yeah. I get it.
All we can do now is wait.
I don't care about myself so much, but I can't help thinking of Judy. All the things I've planned and looked forward to and sort of dreamed about. Well, I guess you know I care for her. I care for her a whole lot.
Yes.
I never exactly told her. I'm not very good at that kind of thing. Though I can kid about it, but it's kind of hard to talk seriously. Oh, if there were only some way of letting her know.
I think she does know, Gary. She knows because you never have told her. That sounds strange, but it's true.
Dr. Christian.
Yes.
I've sort of been thinking. You've seen lots of people die. Is it very hard? Well, I'm not scared about it, but it's a little hard to get used to.
It isn't so hard if you think about it in the right way. You and I and everyone have died a good many times. The person you were as a baby is gone now. Call it dead if you want. And so is the person you were as a boy of 6 and of 14. All of those persons have gone, changed to something else. Maybe that's all death is, another change.
Dr. Christian?
Well, it's 20 minutes after 1.
Oh, it sure is spooky here with that illuminated face on your wristwatch, the only light.
Yeah, it's too bad the battery gave up in the flashlight.
Funny we don't hear him digging or anything. Ooh, it's cold in here. I'm going to walk around a bit to get the old circulation going.
Oh, no, you're not. You stay right here. You don't know what you might stumble into.
But gosh, anything's better than just sitting here in the cold, damp, and waiting. Golly! What was that?
Oh, only a bat. Nothing to be afraid of.
You'll find lots of them in these underground caves.
Oh, they sure give me the willies.
Well, stamp your feet and swing your arms if you're cold.
Yeah. I could do with a spot of coffee right now.
Yes, so could I. Wait. Jerry, do you see what I see?
What?
A light?
Where?
Over there. No. No, it's gone.
Oh, I see it. It's way over there. Oh, now it's disappeared again.
Oh, don't get your hopes up. Probably some trick nature plays in these caves.
Hey, wait. I hear something. Somebody's coming. I'm sure of it.
I believe you're right. There's the light again.
Oh, thank the Lord. Hi there! Did you hear anything?
Call again.
Hi there! Here we are!
Here we are!
It's Judy!
Judy!
Jerry, where are you?
Here! Over here! Swing your flashlight over here! Dr. Christian and I are over here!
Hello there, Judy!
Hello!
Howdy, Dr. Christian! Hello, Jerry!
Hello! Dr. Christian! Oh, I never was so glad to see anybody in my whole life.
Well, believe me, you're not half as glad as we are.
Oh, how'd you ever find us?
Ask Zach. He knew about this part of the cave all the time.
I thought there was an explanation for that light we saw on the shore. You were trying to frighten us away, weren't you, Zach?
Well, it's my cave. I know every crack and cranny of it. Ain't nobody got a right in here less than I say so. The passage comes out over there in that corner.
It's the spookiest passage, too. It's miles long, isn't it, Zach?
About a mile and a quarter.
Well, anyway, it seemed ages till we got here.
Well, but where are the others? Roy Davis and Jack Wilson and the other fellows.
Well, you see, Doc...
You see, Dr. Christian, since Zach just naturally feels this cave is his cave, he didn't want to let the others in on the secret. So we slipped away from him and got him through the special passage that Zach knew about. Oh, I'm so glad to see you. I could hug you both.
Well... Yeah, I was complaining about the cold a minute ago.
Programs starring Gene Hersholt are presented every Sunday afternoon in the interests of Vaseline preparation. Vaseline jelly in bottles and tubes for first aid purposes, and Vaseline hair tonic for use as a healthful massage before every shampoo and as a quick, easy hair dressing after the shampoo. All Vaseline products are for sale everywhere in the United States and Canada. Prices mentioned on today's program apply only to the United States. Gene Hersholt, star of these Dr. Christian stories, appears on the program through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox. He will be back next Sunday with another absorbing Dr. Christian story for you. This is Art Gilmore bidding you good afternoon for the makers of Vaseline preparation. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.